The first time I saw Lindsay Rakes, she was burning down the high-stakes room in the Pala Casino north of San Diego. Roulette, and she could do no wrong. Big woman, big attitude. Daughter of a Fort Worth area Ford dealer. Hit your brakes for Rakes. And a high school chemistry teacher, I found out later. Lindsay had drawn a crowd that night. Not difficult in her lacy dress and leather ankle boots. And all that sleek, dark hair. She looked like some exotic life form, dropped from above into the chain-smoking slot jockeys and the glum blackjack casualties. When the wheel stopped on another winner, her throaty roar blasted through the room. Baby, baby, baby! Towers of chips rising from the table in front of her. Mostly hundreds and fifties. Just enough twenties to tip the cocktail waitresses, who kept the drinks coming. I had work to do, so I didn't witness her crash. Now, almost 2.5 years later, Lindsay sat at a long wooden picnic table under a palapa behind my house. She looked not very much like that booze-fueled gambler who had moved onto my property the day after we'd met in the casino. Now she looked defeated and afraid. She wore a faded denim blouse, and her hair was lumped into a ponytail that rode side saddle on her shoulder. I held the sheet of paper flush against the tabletop, a fingertip at diagonal corners, and read it out loud for a second time. Dear Lieutenant Rakes, I want to decapitate you with my knife, but I will use anything necessary to cause you death. Until then, fear everything you see, and everything you hear and dream. This terror is personal, as you are beginning to understand. Vengeance is justice. The thunder is coming for you. Sincerely, California. With that spelling, C-A-L-I-P-H-O-R-N-I-A. California. One short moment ago, when I'd first read this note, I'd felt a tingle in the scar above my left eye. I earned that scar in my first and last pro fight. Its moods have become a kind of early warning system for danger ahead. Use caution. Now, it tingled again. The death threat was handwritten in graceful cursive script that looked like a combination of English longhand and Arabic calligraphy. The letters slanted neither forward nor back, but stood up straight. A calligraphic pen had been used to vary the thickness of line and curve. The loops were large and symmetrical. The lead-ins and tails of each word were thick, straight, and perfectly horizontal, as if traced over invisible guidelines. They began and ended in pointed, up-curved flourishes like candle flames. The letter had arrived one day ago, on Saturday, December 8th, in Lindsay's post office box in Las Vegas. She set the envelope beside the letter. On the envelope were printed her name and her Las Vegas P.O. box number. It was postmarked Wednesday, December 5th, in San Diego, California. It had a Batman stamp and a return address that Lindsay had found to be World Pizza in Ocean Beach. Lindsay, this letter should be on an FBI light table, not on a PI's picnic table.
Is it real? Do you believe it?
It's real, and I believe it. You've got to take this to the FBI. The agents are trained to deal with this kind of thing.
You know any of them?
One, kind of. A failed smile.
I'd sure appreciate it if you'd take this letter to them. I can't face law enforcement right now.
I tried to make sense of this request. It was strange and irrational that I was sitting here with a rattled young woman who had been threatened with death by a murderer, terrorist, psychopath, crackpot, calling himself, herself, California, and who was now refusing to talk with the law. Strange and irrational that Lindsay would come to me first. Because of your son, I said. Lindsay pulled off her sunglasses and tried to stare me down. Her temper is rarely distant.
Of course, my son. I've filed another request with the court for a custody amendment. You can only do that every 18 months. I've been living clean as a Girl Scout, Roland. I'm teaching math at a private school, hitting the gym, no booze or dice. But Johnny's growing up without me. He's the whole reason I left here and moved back to Las Vegas. And if the court gets wind of this death threat, my custody petition gets red flagged. The Bureau would poke around, right? Talk to my employers. Investigate me, right? Say goodbye to shared custody.
She was correct on those counts. I wondered about her Girl Scout claim because I'm suspicious by nature and profession.
You saved me once, Roland, and I'm hoping you can do it again.
She slid her sunglasses back on. 3 years ago, Lindsay Rakes, then Lindsay Goff, had been flying Reaper drones out of Creech Air Force Base, north of Las Vegas. She was the sensor operator, or, as the drone flyers call them, simply a sensor. Her missions as a sensor were often top secret and CIA directed. Some were surveillance, some were kill list strikes. Syria, Iraq, Yemen, Somalia, Sudan. Her flight crew called themselves the Headhunters. We flagged some bad guys, she had told me more than once.